All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Saturday, February 21st of 2026. Looking ahead here, we have multiple sports going on already and throughout the day. We have basketball, League of Legends, golf, NASCAR trucks, and O'Reilly race. We have COD, and then we have MMA. So it should be a fun Saturday here. For those of you who are new, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS related questions, get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do the show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. And then we do the show here on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So you can tune in any one of those days to get your questions answered. All right. With that said, let's get SaberSim pulled up on the screen. Appreciate you guys hanging out with me on a Saturday morning or afternoon, depending on where you live. We did have one question come in prior to the show. So we will start there. We will definitely do a slate demo today, and then we will just kind of see where we go from there. So first question today. I saw I'll read the question again. I saw you demonstrate global max exposure for NASCAR. Is that a viable strategy in other sports or only useful in specific situations? Good question. So I think it's viable all the time. You can use that across sports. You can use that across showdown or across classic slates. You know, the slate type doesn't matter. Really, you know, what global max exposure is meant to do is give you a way to quickly manage your risk to each individual asset, right? Assume all these players are, you know, assets, right? They're part of your portfolio. When you have an entry file uploaded, you have a dollar exposure telling you, hey, you know, this player, you are effectively wagering this many dollars on out of all of the dollars that you're playing today, right? So when you think about it like that, I think it's okay to say, hey, at any point in time across any sport, I only want to have so many dollars attached to an individual asset, right? So by using the global max exposure, it allows you to quickly set that limit for all players. So just coming into the max exposure column, clicking the gear icon, changing this number from 100, which is the default, to say, I don't know, 75, right? And then it applies that exposure to all players on the slate very quickly. And then SaberSim can take that into account for you in the lineup building process, or if you do that after a build has run, it will take it into account afterwards. I would probably say it's better to do it before the build. That way SaberSim knows, you know, what your kind of profile is as far as like risk going in to the lineup building process and can take that into account up front. So that would be my opinion there, is to do that up front. But yes, definitely viable in more than one situation. All right, good question there to get us started. It is Saturday, so I do like to mix it up with the slate demos here. So we're going to switch over to MMA. MMA, you know, once a week sport on Saturdays. So good opportunity to build some MMA lineups. All right, so if I were playing MMA today, I'm going to go over to the MMA slate. I'm going to go open a build. And I'm not going to make any adjustments here. I'm going to leave, you know, the default rule on, don't use opposing fighters. I'm going to leave the minimax salaries. And then I'm just going to make two adjustments to ownership here. You know, honestly, I actually might open up the minimum, allow SaberSim to build lower salary lineups if it deems that it's viable, should help with my uniqueness. And if the Sims say that's good, then I'm willing to take it here. But that's really the only change that I would consider here. Aside from that, you know, and that's just giving the builder more control, right? I'm telling SaberSim, hey, you know, you can build smaller, lower salary lineups. So that's like the only change I can make here. I would build the max number of lineups that your plan allows. I just built 500 here, so it goes a little bit faster on the show. So more lineups are better. There's a old poker joke where Doug Polk used to say more rake is better. But if you guys are into the poker world, maybe you guys know that one. All right, so we build 500 lineups. I'm going to move some things around here on my screen. Like, I definitely want the leverage in view. There's that dollar exposure column that I mentioned earlier. Would be, important if I had a file uploaded, or it would be just a good reference, really is what I would say. All right. This looks like about all I need here. So, you can move the columns around. SaberSim should remember whatever configuration you put the columns in. So here, this is all the information I need at the moment. So that's how I'm going to set it up. Looks like I do not have an average Saber score metric, which I do like. Average Saber score, save. Cool. So I have 20 lineups. I'm going to... So I'm just using Unique Spawn here because I don't have a file uploaded. If I did, I would be using Portfolio. Okay, so pretty good here. Pretty happy with our setup here. So I ran 500 lineups. Say I'm playing a 20 max. I got one group, 20 lineups. I would recommend Portfolio Diversity, but here I got Unique Spawn Saber Score. Okay. Got a couple aggregate metrics, projection, and Saber score, just a couple good references. In case I want to make any changes, if I start making changes to min-max exposure, these are good data points to have, right? If I make a change and my projection drops 10 points, right? Hey, maybe I was a little aggressive. Maybe I need to reconsider that change. So aggregate metrics, basically just average out all of the lineups in your set of 20 here, or in this example, 20. So just a good kind of macro numbers to be aware of. Now I'm going to come in here. I'm going to look at my exposures. Okay. I have, 100%, 95%, 60, 45. So two fighters that we really like in Hernandez and Nora Cornell. So now it's just a matter of, hey, am I comfortable with these values, right? And then let's go back to the example earlier. Hey, maybe I don't actually want 195%. Maybe I want, something smaller, right? So maybe I go in and I set a global max exposure. We'll use 75% again, right? Quickly update all the fighters, not only the ones above, but telling SaberSim, hey, don't push anybody above this threshold afterwards, right? So we go in, we set the global max exposure, brings all the fighters down to 75%. Now I'm a lot happier with the risk of my set of lineups, right? I have no more than 75% of any one fighter, and that makes me a lot more comfortable. So that did drop my projection about 10 points, right? It's something to be aware of, but you have to weigh, how important the change was to you. So for me, right, I'm going to be like, okay, I set the 75% max exposure. My projection did come down 10 points. Am I okay with that, right? What matters more to me? Does the projection matter more, or does the exposure and the risk matter more? For me, right, I'm saying, hey, I understand my projection came down, but I really do not want that much of any one fighter. It makes me nervous, right? The worst thing is when you enter a set of lineups and you're like unsure, you're not happy with them, and then something goes wrong, right? One of these fighters lose, and then you're kicking yourself. And you're like, oh, I knew I shouldn't have played 100%. Why didn't I trust my gut, right? So here I'm choosing to go with the lower risk option, even though I have to sacrifice the projection. I think that is okay, but these data points give you the opportunity to have that, conversation with yourself. That way you're aware of the trade-off that you're making. So if I were playing MMA this weekend, you know, this would be a pretty solid starting point. And then at this point, I've basically ran my lineups, reviewed them, made a couple adjustments. I would be ready to save these and upload them to my contest. All right. We knocked out our questions here, and we did an MMA demo on this Saturday. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I will be back Monday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck this weekend. Thanks. Bye.